Tama Paul Tucker is kindly with us for a kōrero this morning. Thanks for your time, Tama. Tēnā koe, and kia ora. Welcome back to Pākehā. Nā
mihi kia koe, Dale, and it's great to be here.
Thanks very much. First-time buyers, grants have stopped. Existing applications are to be processed, but no new funds to be accepted beginning immediately. It's going to be even harder for our people to become house owners. Why is the coalition government making it harder for workers to become homeowners? Can you speak to that kaupapa for a moment, please, Tama?
Look, there's a review being undertaken around a number of things to do with housing. As you know, Kāinga Ora's gone under review recently, and the final report was released earlier this week. That review panel was chaired by Sir Bill English. What we've done is saved some money and reallocated it into community housing providers, thanks to savings found by ending the first home grant. We've made a deliberate choice to reprioritise low-value expenditure to important policy priorities, especially where you've got over 25,000 households on the social housing waiting list in New Zealanders who need housing the most. A lot of people with high and complex needs. So we've saved some money and reprioritised it and now using it to support community housing providers, and there's many of those up and down the country, to provide more affordable rentals. It's not the housing crisis is not just demand-side measures like the first-home grant, but also supply-side solutions, and that's part of our Going for Housing Growth agenda.
Our Kōtera works in this space. I'm sort of familiar with the shared equity model that is being utilised, and so many people who are saving to get their deposit were blindsided, many Māori and Pacifica families, to be honest, blindsided by the lack of that 10 grand that would have been very instrumental in them getting the deposit needed to go into a shared equity model. What would you say to those, as I say, many Māori and Pacifica families blindsided by this and now forced to try and find that 10 grand to make up their deposit from elsewhere?
Yeah, and I acknowledge that people have been saving for a home, but look, there's over 12,500 Māori families that are on the social housing waitlist, and up until recently, there's been 1,500, maybe more, 1,600 Māori families or households that are living in emergency housing up and down the country, and particularly in places like Hamilton West. So, you know, I understand that a lot of people have been saving to buy a house, but our priorities right now is to really address those people in severe need and the needs of many Māori living in and Pacifica, living in pretty difficult housing conditions and emergency hotels and motels across the country, plus also many on that social housing register. Today, we look at them and say that they have got significant need to be supported, hence why we are reprioritising that funding.
It feels as though, Tama, that the whole goal of this is to provide tax breaks for landlords. And so for somebody who's just trying to get on to the home ownership ladder and to get a start, it must be hugely demoralising. What would you say with the focus here?
Well, I think that's a dangerous dichotomy to draw, that the government, or the implication is that the government's giving everything to landlords and nothing to people who need a house. Actually, there's a balancing process, and those things aren't directly related or correlated. What we've said is that the first home housing grant has been going. In some ways it's worked, but in other ways, and if you read Brad Olson, we think it's probably some unreasonable economics to go with it. However, what we do know is that there are tens of thousands of Kiwis, New Zealanders, and thousands of Māori who are living in pretty dire situations, whether or not that's an emergency housing accommodation or on the social housing waitlist, but effectively homeless, people couch surfing in overcrowded facilities that actually need a home, hence why we've diverted $140 million of funding for these 1,500 new social housing places provided by community housing providers. And I'd expect the likes of the Salvation Army and Hui Tūkaha, Ngāti Toa, both Māori and non-Māori community housing providers to put their hands up to provide those social housing places.
So there's a $140 million saving here. I was curious about what sort of costs are saved by scrapping that grant.
Well, that is the allocation. I think that we might have saved a little bit more by scrapping the grant, but the allocation to the community housing places is $140 million.
Okay. You're the Minister of Conservation, visited Te Taiao Aorere and Abel Tasman Park last week, checking out the Dock and Ko Tahitanga Group's work at the top of the south. Some thoughts?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing being able to go and visit the various lands within the conservation estate. It's a great privilege. I went to both Te Taiao Aorere as well as Rotowiti, which is the Nelson Lakes district, about an hour and a half south of Nelson. And there are whānau and hapū and iwi members from the likes of the Tauhihi Iwi, Ngāti Tama, Ngāti Tuarangatira and others who are working in collaboration with councils and others like the Next Foundation to do really positive and constructive things like getting rid of pests and predators, trapping possums and stoats, looking after fences and obviously looking after various tracks and huts along the way. So it's absolutely marvellous. It's a great privilege, Dale, to go on to our conservation estate, and I encourage every Māori, every New Zealander to take the opportunity to visit these majestic and sensational places. Now, one of the things I did find out while I was down there in Nelson Lakes by a lake called Rotowiti is that that area has the highest wasp concentration in New Zealand. So they spend quite a sum of money trying to get rid of wasps everywhere, and the wasps are there because they're eating on the honeydew of the birch tree, beech tree.
Thank you. Can I ask about what's happening in New Caledonia? Because some suggest if Māori are continually backed into a wall, we too might arc up in the way that we're seeing in New Caledonia. That might be a stretch of it, but what are you making of the Indigenous people's fight for independence and recognition in a land colonised by France? Any thoughts about New Caledonia?
Very few thoughts. I sort of let those matters for the Foreign Affairs Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters, fail. But my observation is that we were really concerned about the New Zealanders that are in New Caledonia, hence why we have sent some support to support those New Zealanders. But I think the issues in New Caledonia are distinct, and they are distinct to New Caledonia. We have a variety of issues that we're addressing here in Aotearoa, and maintain that engagement is something that I do as the Minister of Māori Development and Māori Crown Relations.
Thanks very much. Kāinga ora. It's a massive landlord, and obviously it's under the spotlight. What thoughts do you have of kāinga ora under after the back of that review by Bill English?
Well, kāinga ora looks after a lot of houses, about over 70,000, and also a lot of New Zealanders, about 185,000 New Zealanders having homes that are owned or managed by kāinga ora. And it's absolutely incumbent on us to make sure that the financial performance of kāinga ora is up to scratch. And the review of kāinga ora led by Sabrina has found that it's not up to scratch. So what we're going to do is make sure that it gets back on track. Now there's going to be replacement of board members, letters of direction or expectation that set up very clearly what is the government expect kāinga ora to do on behalf of people, New Zealanders. So I don't think anyone should be surprised that it's time for us just to support kāinga ora to become financially more financially viable, and to take measures to make sure that this huge asset base is looked after prudently.
Just finally, what are you looking forward to mahi-wise in the week ahead, Tama?
Well, I understand that the High Tech Awards are on Friday in Auckland. I'm hoping that I have the chance to attend those. Today, of course, we've got back in the house, sitting. The house is sitting again. And there's been quite a number of pieces of legislation, the Whakatohia settlement bill was read for the second time yesterday. It's something that I want to acknowledge Matua Robert Edwards and others like Maui Hudson and Te Kahutu Maxwell that have been at the centre of the negotiations for the treaty settlement with Whakatohia. It's something that is a long time coming. You might remember, Dale, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, Claude Edwards and others nearly settled the Whakatohia claim. And it's been a long, long wait between drinks for the uri of Whakatohia. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to seeing the third reading, the final reading, in the next week or two of the Whakatohia settlement legislation.